The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's have a conversation about working from home. Do you think that you should be obligated to work from home? Like when you go home from the office and you get an email, boss texts you, hey, can you jump on stuff? Or is it like after work hours or after work hours? If you're a salary employee specifically, because like if you're not clocked in, I feel like everyone's going to say, well, I'm not clocked in. But if you're a salary employee and they just pay you an X salary, does that mean free range? 314-531-9898. How do we feel about like the after 5 o'clock hours? I know for Kevin personally, it's been a game changer because he's never had the ability to do stuff from home because, yep, you know, he lives so far and they have like only antennas out there. I don't even know if they have Wi-Fi, but they recently got Wi-Fi and he recently got a computer and now he's working from home all the time.
And I love it. It is a game changer because I've never been able to do it. But unfortunately, what it does is it makes me work a little more. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at the same time, I'm trying to find that balance too, because, you know, radio's always weird about the hours, okay? Because, you know, you're on air for 4 hours. Well, you're not just working for those 4 hours. There's a lot of planning, a lot of prepping, and a lot of things that happen after and before shows.
Absolutely.
So that's the whole thing. And I've been able to kind of do more after than before now because I'm at home, because a lot of the stuff I'm tied to the computers here at the studio. But having one to take home, I can schedule, I can put things in.
You get out access everything that happens, yes, on Y98 from the comfort of his couch.
I didn't even know
crazy.
This was going on.
Yeah, and not only that.
Kevin's been doing that. I got a laptop and he can now access all the stuff that he's been puts in for the show. He could do it from home now.
And I can do it for the other markets we're in too.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why.
Because we're in a couple of different markets. Yeah.
And it is a game changer. It's nice. I kind of am starting to figure that schedule out. And because of that, I'm starting to go, hey, maybe I can start coming into work later. I haven't found that balance yet,
yeah,
to get here a little bit later to where it all balances out to like the total of 8 hours. But
I'm the one who edits all the videos for,
yeah,
the show. And so I always am bringing my laptop to and from work. I can work from wherever I want. And it kind of sucks, and I've always envied you a little bit, Kevin. Kevin doesn't even bring a bag to work every day.
Yeah,
he literally walks in with a phone in his hand, and I'm like, wow, he gets to leave and like not really do anything.
You know, that's
funny.
It's funny you say that, because I get what you're saying. You can leave your work at work.
Yes.
And there's
something
about that.
We just have a weird job.
Yeah, so our job is weird. So take our job, kind of move it off the table, and just talk about what we feel like what work culture is at this point in 2024. Like, do you feel like expectations should be for other people who are in their cars right now? What are your expectations? Like, do you feel like you should have to like respond to emails at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night if you're a salary employee?
I think that the rule is that you just get done what you're supposed to get done. If that means that all your work is completed before you leave the office, great. But if you work a job and you're getting contacted outside of the office and like you need to get something done, then that falls on your lap and you got to get it done.
Oh, I disagree. I think outside of your hours, if you're working a normal 9 to 5, you should be able to leave it all at work. If you have everything done, all that, blah, blah, blah. But if you get an email at 9 p.m., you should not be expected to answer that until the morning when you're at work.
Well, if it's something that needs to be completed, though.
That's what I'm afraid of. So, like, I'm afraid of the abuse on both ends. So that's,
yes,
why I was like, going back,
mm-hmm,
and forth. Like, because you can just see those people like, oh, my God, I emailed you. And you're like, well, you emailed me at 8:30 at night. Like, I wasn't checking my email. But also, if we constantly use this, like, well, I check out at 5 o'clock and there's no productivity. Like, I don't want it to hurt my team's or the company's productivity. And we all are just closing our laptops at 5 o'clock and we never clock back in. I'm also concerned that nothing will get done. Can we get things
set boundaries though? Yeah. Because once it's broken once and they call you after hours and be like, hey, can you get this done? And you do it. They're going to expect, oh, I can do that whenever I want.
Says the girl who has poor boundaries.
Yeah, I have horrible boundaries.
But you think that should
but
be the
culture.
But in
general, people should not be like
that
me.
Should be the culture,
you're right. And it needs to be that way because what happens is we all wait for somebody else to get done so we can then do what we have to do to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody's in charge of that and doesn't do their job, it affects everybody.
I don't know. I'm leaning more that, hey, man, whatever it takes, if it takes 80 hours a week to get the job done, it takes 80 hours a week to get the job done. And I know that's awful and maybe old school mentality, but I also feel like that's how we get the job done. If you look at successful people, they don't time clock. They don't watch the clock. And that becomes a boundary issue. Is this an issue in your job? Like every single day, are people constantly hitting you up after work hours? And do you think it leads to more productivity or are you just more exhausted and then that's why it's taking you longer to finish your job? Responsibilities, 314-531-9898. How do you handle after work hour work obligations? Kevin's becoming a work addict. Look at this guy. He's working from home now. We gave him a laptop, and now all of a sudden he's like accessing the Brett Mega Show's other radio stations in other markets because the show is on in a couple of other markets. He's constantly working from home. Is there a problem in 2024, like culturally, like that we just cannot separate work life and there really is no such thing as work life balance? 314-531-9898. Do you work from home? Do you leave it at the office? Back before we gave Kevin the laptop, he didn't even bring a backpack in. He was like, boom, when I clock out, I clock out.
Mm-hmm.
He's
got his water bottle and his phone.
Yep, that's all I need.
What a life.
But I was getting in extremely earlier and earlier to get things done that now I can do at home, so I can kind of get in a little bit later.
Hannah, what are people saying on the text line?
Teacher Emma texted in something really interesting. She said, in France, bosses can actually be fined for emailing their employees after their work hours. The law is called the right to disconnect.
You know, it's so interesting. I hear that all the time, like culturally. And I saw it. Like before I had kids, I feel like my wife and I were always traveling. And we would do these weekend trips to Europe, actually. Just like, we're going to live our best lives.
Crazy people.
Yeah, like crazy. We'd find cheap airline flights and we'd go to Europe. And one of the things I would tell people is I can't take long vacation days. So I'd find a $300 cheap flight to Paris. And they'd be like, what do you mean? Like, we take holiday for because they didn't call it, holiday there.
They do.
We take holiday for a month. I'm like, what? There's another radio show in Australia. Literally, they're done for the rest of the year. I just had a big celebration show. I'm like, what do you mean you're done for the, that's how, we don't live there. Americans, how we are productive for
Babe,
me.
We're not the same.
Yeah, we're just not the same. Yeah. So people bring up the European one all the time, but I feel like it's just not the same. Like what is expected you from your company? They'll fire you and go find somebody else. Teacher to teacher, Teacher Jen, do you agree that this is kind of what is expected to you, especially as a teacher? Do you just, at 3 o'clock, are you done?
Oh, heck no, I'm not done. No, I have many hours, but that's part of the gig, right? I mean, I knew that when I signed up for it, but I do agree with you, Brett, that if you take 80 hours, we got to take 80 hours. However, I think what is happening is we have people who are like, oh, someone else will do it. And then that someone else are your workhorses, and they're the ones who are putting in 80 hours, where there are other people who are only putting in 40.
Yeah.
And people are asking us to do more and more and more and more.
Mm-hmm. So, agreed. I think that's what I was bringing up. I feel like people will take advantage of it on both ends.
Yep.
People will clock out at 5 o'clock, never respond, and or people who are constantly working then will just get shifted the problem. So I do think that's the problem. But for me, it's like, guys, if we all just did 50 hours, we would all be good and we'd be really productive. And so, yeah. And I'm one of those people that think it's not a 40-hour work week. It's whatever it takes to get done. But
absolutely,
my mentality might be causing that problem. Thank you so much for the call. Derek, you're somebody who leaves it at work, huh?
Yeah, definitely leave it at work. I have a very, very clear-cut boundary there.
How do you do that?
Yeah, how does one obtain that?
You know, usually I feel like I'm pretty efficient. No, I do take
you
like an hour,
like
maybe an hour and a half
done.
Before.
Yeah,
definitely. Definitely so. I do clock in about an hour earlier than usual, but it's just so that I can leave it at work after I'm done at the end of the day.
So for you.
What time do you leave work?
Typically, so I have a hybrid job. I'm able to leave around 4 or 5.
And then you never think about it? Like from 4 o'clock... till the next morning, you don't think about work?
Nope, not really.
Wow. I mean, I know
everyone's like, mind blown, bro.
What?
How did he do that? Margie, how do you feel about people working from home after work hours?
I think it's very much industry dependent. As an example, in healthcare, if you're getting emails or calls at night, it behooves you to pick it up because we're really talking about, you know, patient care.
Good point.
But the boundary comment and the clear expectations, I think it's spot on, is, I know, I forgot the teacher's name, is she knew what she was signing up for.
Yeah.
If you know what you're signing up for, you got to, you know, walk the talk. So, but it's very much industry dependent, I believe.
Thank you so much for the call. You know what the other problem is? I don't know how to be like Derek, and this is part of the, like, personal problem, I guess. But, like, when I tell somebody, like, I'm not available, I feel like crap. Like,
yeah.
I feel bad.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Like, we were just talking about that. Like, oh, like, we have, for some reason, at the end of the year, so many videos and content we're trying to put out before 2024 ends, and somebody will call us and be like, can you guys do this? And we're like, no, we can't do it. And they're like, well, we're expecting you to go. Like, when you set a boundary, it seems like no one understands it. And then you feel like crap about
because
it.
Well, for Lent last year, I gave up using my phone after 8 p.m. And that was, like, such a weird thing because
we
are always texting about something. And I felt like I would wake up in the morning and be like, oh my gosh, I forgot to do everything. Like, it is scary.
Yeah,
that's how
all...
I feel when you do your Sabbath. I'm like, where is she?
She does. She's like, well, I can't ask AB this question. But like, it is like when you set a boundary, it is hard to do that.
Yeah.
I do think it's a healthy thing to do, but there's a reversal of like, you don't want to let other people down. So it is a weird, difficult situation to handle and juggle.